spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOI building. It is a Tuesday. It is 12/10/24, and welcome, fellas. How are we doing?
Howdy.
Good morning.
Howdy. Do you ever, by the way, do the mountains still have snow? I thought that this morning when I was driving in.
Yeah, I think so.
Are we still good on the ski hills?
I don't know about that, but I mean, I know if you look to the north, you can see snow on the mountains.
I mean, I just want them to have a good year this year.
Yeah, me too.
Was last year considered like a down year?
Yeah, yeah, okay. For sure.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Couple years in a row.
Really?
Let me live stream it here. Hold on, Mount Spokane.
Oh, are you live streaming to see the snow?
Sometimes I just like to pop in, you know, get a little look-see. Looks like it's 28 degrees.
Okay, that's good for snow.
Looks like they got just under an inch of snow in the last 24 hours.
Okay. And snow on the ground.
Yeah, it's snow on the ground, yeah.
What's the base, does it say?
I don't know. These are just all cameras. I got to go back. I'll find out more about it, Kevin. I'll get back to you on it.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Were ski hills a thing around Chicago area? I mean, is there any place? I'm dumb to the geography. I know there's all the lakes, but are there any mountains for skiing?
Mountains?
No.
No.
We had some minor ski hills in Minnesota.
I mean, yeah, maybe some hill. I think there's some places you can go to.
Yeah. I mean, it was nothing like this, Kev. This is obviously next level, but yeah.
Yeah, you could, little hills.
You could find a place, but boy, it wasn't real skiing. I mean, it was more, we would ski, but, you know, again, pretty small in relation. But boy, the tubing was great.
Ooh.
I mean, we would have a lot of tubing hills just because the topography is, you know, more rolling than it is mountainous.
Oh, gotcha.
So, but man, they had some cool tubing places. And I feel like back then that was like pre-widespread tubing.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Right. It wasn't a national phenomenon.
No. It'd be like, hey, man, I played pickleball in 75, bro. Right. It wasn't invented. Too bad I did it anyway. There was a hill there. I remember it had a tow rope, and I felt like it was just like a farmer had put this together. It was like not probably all that safe, but you know, it was just like a tow rope on a pretty good size hill. I would say I would equate it to like golf course styled hills. Remember how they used to tube over here at the canyon?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, remember I don't know if they still do that or not, but.
Well, and then Manitou's that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would work too. Maybe a little bit bigger than Manitou was this hill. And then a guy just put like a tow rope on it. Yeah. And you would just lay on your tube, grab the rope, and, you know, it was just old school kind of feel to it. But man, it was fun. But yeah, no real mountainous.
By the way, pickleball 1965.
Thank
Jay.
You, Kevin.
I just wanted to make sure you knew you facts, could be baby. Playing in 1975. Thanks to the gentleman from Bainbridge Island.
Okay. I'm going to start saying that.
Barney.
I'm going to say that when I was in high school, I actually played pickleball.
Pickleball.
Because really, honestly, I can get away with it. No one can really dispute it. What are they going to say? I didn't, and I'm going to say, well, it was invented in the 60s. And then I go, yeah, but you didn't play it. Yeah, in my high school, we had it. We played rugby and pickleball. Those are the two things that were weird about our high school.
Did you really?
Play rugby?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
And pickleball?
For this story, yes.
Yeah. Now, I actually did play a lot of pickleball in high school over at Uncle Rick's when we go visit.
Yeah, I feel like Uncle Rick should get credit for inventing it.
When I recently saw him, when they came by the food drive, I said something about, man,
bro,
pickleball. And he just laughs. He goes, I know. Think about that. We were playing all those, him and some of his buddies or whatever.
Yeah.
They were playing all the tournaments. They were doing all the thing in pickleball, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Who knew? Who knew that he'd be a trendsetter? I've always said that. Uncle Rick, trendsetter.
He is. Cool guy.
Love it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I understand dad's concerns. I mean, when your daughter's with somebody, you want him to be able to take care of her. If he's got a brawl to protect her, you want him to be able to brawl. If things go south, he needs to know how to grow a garden and put some game in the freezer.
Kevin James.
Hello. You are a man, Todd. God, your voice is manly. The words you're saying are manly. I'm getting excited.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Jay and I were begging for Todd to give us lessons.
Oh, heavens, yes. I thought about that when I was driving home yesterday. I thought, you know, Todd should teach a class, and I was kind of trying to think of the name of it. That's not, you know, non-offensive, but to people would be like, yes, that I want to go to that class. Now, some people would be offended because they're like, you know, how to be a man. They'd be like, I already know how to be a man.
Right,
but, you know, so you'd kind of be like,
How about something like tips from Todd? Or
feels a little bit softer. Yeah,
yeah, it
does.
I want
to really outline what the classes would be.
How about terrific tips from Todd?
Terrific tips from Todd. You still want that alliteration? Okay,
man 101.
That's what I was thinking too, Kevin. Right along those lines. Well, you know, it's like, I mean, everybody could, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people could learn from that.
Well, and the advantage that, I mean, I think,
and you could
back,
have like co-teachers.
I'm assuming a lot of the schools don't have any of
Man
those.
Man 101?
Well, no, they don't have, a lot of them don't have or shop or home ec or some of those things
anymore,
right?
You know,
anymore,
I don't even
right?
know. I don't know. I feel like you might be right, but I don't know for sure.
I mean, growing up in Harrington, we were very fortunate, super small school, right? But we had a very large shop, and so we were able to have shop/ag. And
wait, what is egg?
Like agriculture?
Oh, egg. I was thinking you were saying egg.
No.
Like, you know, the food. And I was like, you had a class called egg? I didn't understand.
Yeah.
I understand now. Makes more sense.
And so, but the shop was really big and nice, and we were able to do a lot of things. I mean, like I learned how to run a bead with a welder.
Let's go.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, do you need it today? No, but is it awesome you know? Yes,
no, but,
it is.
I mean, if I ever got in a pickle... Where
I think
he
said if things go south.
We're going to, that's right. If things went south, I could plant a garden. And if we needed to weld something shut, like a door,
that's true.
I could do it.
Or like a fence door.
A fence door? Oh, you mean a gate?
Oh, man. We got deep jokes today. Jokes that hardly anybody's going to get, but that's still funny. I don't know, Kevin, if they have all those classes, but they should. That's I feel like that'd be a great thing. And Todd would be
like
probably
a
great
of schools
teacher.
Just had to get rid of them, right?
For money, or something.
Yeah. But again, and I'm not coming at you, math. Well, yeah, I am. I would rather kids learn that
type
of stuff.
Math?
That type of stuff and handling money. Those are classes they should be taking as opposed to, I don't know. Calculus. It's not doing you any good.
Right.
Except for very few people, right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, that they just you got to have X amount of math credits, and you're like, how about just common sense credit?
Right.
Do we have any of those classes?
Yeah.
Those are electives. Ugh.
Well, no, those should be required.
Uh-huh.
The world would be a better place.
Well, is this part of our presidential platform?
It sure sounds like it.
It really feels like
we're... I was going to ask.
Yeah. Jot all that down, Steve. Put all that down in a nice, concise little form, and we'll put it on a handout, and we'll hang it. No, a door hanger. We'll do it on a door hanger, and we'll just go by people's houses and throw that on there.
Wait, I'm confused. Speaking of door hangers and voting and all that stuff.
Okay, well, I think we're done with that, though.
I know, but I know we are.
Oh, I see.
What's going on with your brother?
Oh, they vote this weekend.
this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Runoff election.
Really? What does that mean?
I mean, it means that nobody got 50%, so they have to have a runoff.
Oh, okay.
I think that's relatively common.
Yeah, I've heard of it before.
Yeah.
So he's still in it because I just saw him with a great ad the other day.
You saw him?
He wants to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
I saw his ad or whatever pop up.
Okay.
And he was, what is he running for again? Mayor.
Mayor, yes.
Mayor of El Paso.
Correct.
And he had a great thing where he had an adopted dog. And the adopted dog was the one that was talking and giving the statement.
There's no way I missed that.
About how kind and nice he was.
What? I missed this?
All of my friends that are adopted dogs
want
to vote for.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I was thinking about him today. I told him the other day, by the way, I go, hey, by the way, if you need anybody to do any voice work for you, I think we could find some folks around my office.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that wouldn't mind, you know, helping you out a little bit. And he's like, oh, yeah, thanks. I never thought of it. And I'm like, you want to be mayor?
Yeah. Maybe Todd. Maybe Todd would do it.
Todd would be great. Are you kidding me? Todd would be great.
Hey. What's the biggest problem in El Paso, or do I already know? I think I know.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I did not shower yesterday, and I was like, I cannot go another day without a shower. I need to shower.
Kevin James.
So I waddled in there, and I sat on that little bench, and I did for the first time ever, I just took a shower sitting on a bench. It was great.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
When you just said that, it reminded me, there's a shower downstairs that has a bench. You weren't talking about that one, were you?
No, I haven't used that, but I wouldn't mind.
I don't know if it still works. I'm assuming it does. There's a, like, it's in the TV. What do they call that bathroom? The anchor bathroom? What do they call that?
Green room.
Right? Is that it?
I'm going to call it the green room. I don't know. Yeah. It's the, because they have all the mirrors and the nice lights where they can go in and do their makeup and get ready for TV. And then they have like a little closet for, you know, any outfits. I think they all leave a couple outfits here.
Certainly, yeah. Just in case.
For a case of emergency.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, that's where we stole the hair gel.
That is correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, you guys did.
Well, it was given to us.
It is funny that their green room and everything is so well lit. I mean, it is like you walk in there, it looks like the sun is in there. Just, oh, you remember the sun, right? That big bright thing in the sky that used to be here.
Vaguely.
Yeah. And then you come into our studio. It is the most dimly lit studio on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys from ACI Coatings came in yesterday and they were like, are you guys in here? Thankfully, we had the little mini Christmas tree to actually be able to light it up enough so we could see their faces.
Yeah, and I don't... Jay, your side over there is very dark.
It's extremely dark.
You have the one corner that is all darkness.
There's no light
on that.
All on one side.
All to your right.
There's only one can light, and it's directly behind my head. So what do you think that does on my workstation?
Yeah, that's not good.
It casts a shadow.
And then I have...
Helpful.
sort of on. Like, in front of me, I have one light. Then I have another light right behind me, another light to my left, and another light to my left. So I do have a lot more light over here.
Yeah, there's three on your side. There's literally like one and a half maybe on my side.
Yeah, show
that's
off.
Weird. Yeah. So, you know, there's that.
And if it was the opposite, we'd be so happy.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Yeah. Hey-o. Good morning. So, we've talked about this before that...
Prove it.
Okay, I will. We've talked about this before that we get those emails throughout the company saying, hey, it's someone's birthday. Hey, it's someone's anniversary.
Right.
Very nice.
And nice.
And I just realized, for whatever reason... Does, like, everybody have a birthday here?
Yes.
Within 2 months or whatever it is?
What do
you
mean?
Feel like they're clustered together, do you?
Yeah.
It is. I will say that December is
busy for birthdays.
Always surprises me how many birthdays there are.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could send when that comes out, today or tomorrow, next time it comes out, just reply. And I think it's maybe Emily that does that. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
She used to. I don't know if she still does. And you can just say, hey, in your free time, is there a chance you could count up the number of birthdays by month for our employees? I feel like she will give you a very interesting answer back.
Now, it would be cool if they just had it in a spreadsheet.
Remember they do that for
she had to hit a little button and it was just like, oh, yep, I can tell you right now. There's from December 1st to January 31st, there are 48 birthdays.
Maybe they used to do that for by the month when they would do anniversaries. Here's November's anniversaries.
That's right.
And they would send it out, and you'd see like, holy smokes, our buddy Dave Simmons, he's worked here for, is it 45 years?
It's over 40 now.
That's crazy.
Wow. You know?
Crazy.
Yeah. Do you think his job has changed any?
He's the IT guy.
45 years ago, he was like, you know, trying to figure out how to get a computer plugged into the wall. And now he's got cyber attack monitors going in there. And holy smokes.
Man. Lasers. Yeah.
You go in there.
It's impressive that he's just rolled with it.
Pew, 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 pew.
Is that what goes on in there?
Oh, you didn't know?
I had no idea.
That goes on in every IT office. Wow. That's why you don't get in there very often, because they don't want you to go pew, pew, pew. It's not for amateurs.
I can pew, pew, pew with the best of them.
Yeah, I will tell you that I get sad every time they send out the birthdays, though.
Okay.
Or the anniversaries, because I know fewer and fewer people on that list.
On the birthday list or the anniversary list?
All of them.
Oh.
I mean, whatever they send out.
Oh, I see.
I'm just like, I don't know who that is.
Because the new people, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Now, we used to have...
Do you think they say that when your birthday comes out?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, they could, certainly.
Yeah.
They would have no idea. I mean, I am famous, but...
oh, wow.
I mean, that
Holy
might help.
Smokes.
That might help a little.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
But we used to have somebody who was on our staff who dabbled with getting to know all the TV people. And so...
Did you say dabble or date?
Whatever. But it was because we knew a lot more of the TV people.
Are you suggesting that Steve should try to date some of the younger TV people?
Hang out? The dating part is not necessary, but maybe the getting to know them would be nice, because Slim always did a good job of that. He always was, you know, saying, hey, we should have so-and-so up.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve's just not real social.
What?
Hey, man. I take offense to that.
What'd you do yesterday, Steve? You left here and you...
Well, we don't have to use yesterday as an example.
It's the same every day, isn't it?
Well, we don't have to use all days as an example.
Okay. Right, yeah. Don't make it overly generic, Kevin.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, maybe specifically ask him about, you know, what like an event yesterday. Like, what did you do for dinner or something?
Yeah, what did you do yesterday afternoon for dinner?
Yesterday afternoon for dinner.
Like about 4:30, is that what you're thinking?
Well, I don't know when Steve does dinner. Dinner has become very early at my house, so it's been weird.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what is it... Is that around here? Well, I guess it's anywhere that they do...
Around here. You know, around these parts.
Well, no, I mean, like...
What do you all do around here when you want to have an early dinner?
No, I mean, what is it? It's, so there's breakfast.
Right. Now he dodges the question.
No, wait, hold on. I'll get to the question.
There's breakfast, and there's lunch, and then there's dinner.
No, but there's, what do you call, why can't I think of the fourth thing?
Brunch?
No. No, like, shoot. What is it called?
Are you talking about supper?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I think we've determined that supper is just kind of a different name for dinner.
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
Well, I've heard people go, yeah, I've had, you know, breakfast, then dinner. Is that right? No.
No, they.
No, no, no. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then supper. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, supper? So they have four meals a day?
Yeah. Oh. Have you not? Is that another thing?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, maybe it's happened, sure. I mean, I think I've probably done it by mistake at some point in my life.
Yeah,
but
you got your schedule off or something.
Yeah, but I don't...
I mean, supper and lunch, I think, are also interchangeable in some people's minds, but yeah.
See?
I
don't know that you would have four.
But Steve, what did you do yesterday?
Yes, let's go back to that, Kevin.
Well, I took a nap.
Here's a
day. You left work at 1:18 because I left with you.
It's a day in the life of Steve. Here's Steve to tell us about his day.
You walked to your Toyota Corolla.
Oh.
You got into it.
I did.
And you went where?
Well, I waited a little bit. Actually, no, I left pretty quickly.
So you left because I waited a few minutes in my car and then you were gone.
Yeah. No, I did leave pretty quickly yesterday. Drove home.
10 minutes, right?
Yeah, just about. You always catch me on a day where I have leftover Chinese food.
It's every day.
I actually went there the other day, as opposed to like...
Went to the restaurant. Yeah. It's supposed to have them delivered to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Much cheaper.
I bet it is, Steve.
No kidding, Steve.
I bet it is.
So I think I'm going to start doing that more.
Huh.
And it's just right down the street here, right?
From here? Yeah, it's not too far.
Yeah.
So then anyway, you went home and you ate and fell asleep.
Yeah.
You ate your leftover Chinese food first and then took a nap?
Yes.
Okay. I can respect that.
Yeah. No, because I was hungry.
Yeah, well, you hadn't eaten anything all day. Of course you were hungry.
Yeah, I had to have dinner. Or brunch. Or, I don't know.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That's the other dumb thing with Hulu. Man, if you're gone for more than a minute, it just like shuts off.
Oh, wow.
That makes me so mad.
Huh.
Kevin James.
And so, yeah, I don't know how long it is, but it was going to be longer than it takes me in the bathroom.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Our Coyote Country forecast update is brought to you by Horizon Credit Union. 33 for a high today, 37 tomorrow. And then looks like rain over the weekend. Why is this forecast... there it is. 34, 34, 32, 36. I was like, why does that forecast look like it hadn't been updated? And boy, what a difference. You could certainly tell.
Yeah. It's a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just want to make sure you didn't plan for that 34 when we were only going to get to 32. So yeah,
yeah. I hear Steve's nervous laughter, and I think part of his... laughter is just hoping that we will not get to this topic.
Okay.
Well, I'm not even really sure what it is because you wouldn't
reveal it.
Yeah, I didn't
it.
Give you all the details, but I did ask, Steve, what the heck is going on? So with our Coyote Country Facebook page.
Yeah.
All the stuff that gets posted on there, awesome, right? Steve does a great job posting stuff on there.
He does,
looks
yeah.
good. Every once in a while, though, I will end up on the Coyote Country page as using the internet as the Coyote Country page. Does that make sense?
So
using Facebook. I am Coyote Country.
You are an administrator of the page.
Yeah, like right now, if I were to make any comments on any of these things, like what do we have here? Oh, Northern Quest has trombone shorty coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I could post something and it would be Coyote Country.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to the homepage and I start looking through the stuff that Coyote Country is following, which I've never put anything in there.
Okay.
Have you, Jay? Maybe a couple of country music artists?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the news stations, I see that on
sure.
there.
Yep.
But then I've noticed lately there are a lot of pictures.
Uh-oh.
Of young ladies, actresses.
Okay.
Always in swimsuits.
Huh.
Now, this is not going to show up on our Coyote Country feed.
Right.
It's just like you can get on it as Coyote Country and look. And so I thought, I'm going to give Steve a hard time about following all these bikini pictures of all these celebrities, right? And then, over the weekend... I start seeing all these posts from, it's like, hello, My name is Vera.
Like, where are these showing up?
When you're on Coyote Country and you go to the main feed, you're just looking at Facebook.
Right.
Okay? That's where it shows up. Again, not to anybody else, only to us.
Okay, I see.
It's like our Facebook feed, just like Kevin James' Facebook feed or Steve Heskey's.
Okay.
But it's the Coyote Country's feed.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
And they're like, but do you ever scroll as Coyote Country, probably?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you seen all the girls in the bikini?
Not once.
That can't be true.
Seems like maybe that's user error on your side.
No, sir. No, sir.
See, I was wondering if he was on his profile thinking he was on our profile.
I'm looking at it like even right now, I just see none of that.
Yeah, as I'm looking right now, I don't understand. I also...
I think I do.
So what do you think? Because...
You're asking me to understand the internet. I don't see any... I'm looking at it right now. I see none of this of what you're speaking of.
Well, it is weird. As I'm scrolling right now, okay, there's a Beth Dutton picture.
Okay.
But as I'm scrolling on my studio computer,
I am
not seeing any of them. But yesterday, Steve, when I scrolled in there on the other computer, I saw plenty of it.
Huh.
He's a liar.
You know that I am not lying because I showed it to you. Now, I will say I have not seen the Russian brides as much, because that's what it was. It was a bunch of, over the weekend, it was like, we got into the Russian brides feed, and they were just all, you know, they were really nice letters, where they basically would write their whole thing about their life, and how they wanted to come to America, how they were great, and they would love to, you know, meet an American man, and I thought, you know what, Steve, I give you a hard time, I tell you to get out there and spread your wings.
So that's, you think he was using the Coyote Country Facebook page?
Yes, sir.
To see if he could.
Oh, I see what's happening.
Shall I be concerned?
I see. I think only maybe on whatever computer or phone you're using, possibly. But yeah, I don't see any of that. So I don't think you got to be concerned.
Okay, now I'm going to look at my phone and see if it does it.
You think that's going to make
Coyote
a difference?
Country.
Have you seen any of the stuff he's talking about, Steve?
Yes, he knows about the bikinis.
Yesterday.
Only because of what Kevin was showing you?
On his phone, yeah. And I did see it on my phone as
Somebody
well.
Somebody followed.
Really?
I think it was just a suggested. You know how those suggested things pop up?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Dislike. Don't like that. Don't suggest to me to follow somebody. I'll follow who I want to follow, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting real lucky right here.
Because you can't see any of it?
I can't see. Maybe it's too early for the bikini pictures. But and that could be. It could be a time of day thing.
Is that what it is? It's
I know I'm not crazy. I know I've seen it a lot. And I think the Russian bride thing has gone away.
Okay.
It was only, maybe it was like a
maybe
two-day
because,
special.
Maybe.
Just over the weekend.
What?
That could be, right?
I mean, it is the season for sales, but I don't think that's what's happening.
Huh.
I mean, you could block that, you know, just report it.
But I mean, it wasn't, we were like straight up, it's putting it in our feed for some reason. And it says we could follow it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm assuming
just
that's
like
what
DraftKings. Just like DraftKings. Like,
yeah, it's just a suggestion.
Howard Livingston, whatever that is.
Yeah, I think maybe either ignore
or
block.
Where are these things coming from?
Yeah, well.
No, and I'm not going to block them because, again, it's only us that sees them, so it's kind of fun. And it's kind of funny. I just thought that Steve had maybe moved into the... You know,
you thought he was using the
mail
station's
order bride world,
and using the station's Facebook page as a landing spot for that.
Well, great place to check it out without being on your personal page.
Feel like that's going to be a meeting.
Pretty smart, Steve.